100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Recording on Audacity 3.5. I saw the splash screen, then I tried to save an earlier recording, and it threw up a new menu, more features, and I don't know if they're going to break even more. I can't merge two items with just a click anymore, and it's frustrating, and if I have to do multiple takes of something, have to drag this, have to drag that. I still haven't read the documentation. I'll get around to it eventually. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and the topic was pick two. Officer down, still, random action, 1, 2, 3, pure, you never know. And we got a bunch of stories in this week, plus we got a surprise. I know that you're going to be shocked, but we've got a first-time submission from someone, David Fair, and we'll get his in here. And all of you who sent them in, well, here are your stories. I hope you enjoy them, and I'll be back when they're all done. So here we go.
Space Turtle, Justin Olmaster here from I need to revive the space turtle.com. That will resolve to nowhere currently. Back for the weekly challenge. Pick two. I didn't figure out which two I picked. Three. You never know how it'll turn out. Thought it would be amazing. As endless as anything can be this side of heaven. And be a little slice of it. Two. Surely it's just a challenge. It'll be okay. Just try again. Learn. Try harder. Be better. Push through the pain. Do the best you can. One. It's not right anymore, you say. You're told you're wrong. But also that you're right. And it's done. Zero. It's over. It's gone. And there's nothing left but the broken pieces of your life. And the struggle to keep what should remain.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 940. It's a Pick 2 Challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert didn't wait. As soon as they got home, he went to his room and called the hospital. When he asked for Sabrina, they connected him to the nurse's station. "Can I talk to Sabrina?" Bilbert asked. "Are you a family member?" the nurse replied. "No, I'm her best friend," he tried to explain. "I'm sorry if you're not family," Bilbert interrupted. "All her family is dead. I'm all she has." "Still," the nurse said, "you're not family. You never know. If she comes around, I'll tell her you called." Bilbert gasped. "What do you mean, if she comes around?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, this is David Fairbanks from FairbanksBooks.com. Space Turtle made me do this while I was sick. Thanks. This one's called Officer Under Fire. "Officer Under Fire!" blared across the radio. Andrew McCarthy had been in fistfights and gunfights, fended off dogs, and had cars crash into his own at breakneck speed. This experience put them all to shame, for a child held his fate. Constricted with no way out, a chill running over him, he could only wait. One shot fired, missing by inches. A second shot, a little closer. Andrew looked out the glass where the child held his baseball with fiery eyes. The kid wound up and threw. Bullseye! Andrew plunged into icy water with shocking effect. "Officer down!" the announcer cheered.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Gathered. The fire crackled. My muscles, stiff from spending months on the floor, began to knot in the warmth and comfort of the heavily cushioned sofa. When I gathered the first of you, it was a completely random action. Our faces all grimaced at his word choice. I just got the idea of starting something pure, but believe me, this really wasn't the beginning I wanted for it. It felt like the exact opposite of what I wanted. I had no choice. He winced as if this was hurting him, when it was us it affected. None of us had spoken. Thanks for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are: Everyone Has a Reason, Rule of the Game, and 856, Dancing on a Volcano. First one. Morty had lived his life by other people's rules. Parents, teachers, bosses, wives, anyone of authority. He was old and dying inside. The logical option was to find some high bridge and take a swan dive. It was here he met Arthur. The man was sitting on the very edge of the bridge, rolling 20-sided dice. After each roll, the man beamed joyfully. Morty inquired about the purpose for the dice. Art said, "Random action, you just never know." He stood up and walked away. Morty got a pair of D20s. He smiles a lot these days. You just never know. Second story. Scribbled on a soggy, dirty piece of paper were the numbers 1027. On the front was written the name Franz Lenses. The woman knew the importance of getting this missive to the man. She backtracked over a wide section of Paris, never looking directly over her shoulder. But on one cut, in a window pane, she saw the SS officer. Quickly, she ran to the door of the bakery. A shot rang out. She fell. As the baker held her in his arms, she spoke. "Contact Lenses." The baker stuffed the note into a baguette made for the Agat. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. 1, 2, 3, something. The numbers got jumbled in his head. He wanted to call her. He never understood why she had left. He was a caring husband. He yelled at her sometimes, true, but it was just to toughen her up. He always bought her flowers afterwards. The ungrateful would make a face and walk away. 2, 3, something. No. He still loved her, but she abandoned him when he needed her the most. That punch was, well, but she talked back. 3, 1. He kept trying to remember it, not knowing that she had long changed her number. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You never know quite what the immediate future is going to bring. Any random action can result in unforeseen consequences. Like that trip over a paving stone that sends you flying, helplessly, into the path of a bus. Unlikely, I know, especially if you're the cautious, careful type, but accidents can happen. Then again, it may be the random action of somebody else entirely, that completely ruins your day. Like the moment I sneak quietly up behind you, and randomly push you, into the path of that approaching bus. It wasn't me though. You tripped over that paving stone, right?
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my pick two story called Officer Down. He's lying very still, Sarge. I think he's dead. The sergeant gave me a grim look. Let's hope not. Bad enough having an officer down without it becoming killed in the line of duty. We inched forward, wary of hidden shooters. But as we neared the body, we sighed in relief at the sight of the rise and fall of his chest. He was breathing. No, snoring. A nudge from my foot brought him to bleary-eyed, surprised wakefulness. To be honest, I think the Sarge would have preferred killed in the line of duty to sleeping on the job. Job done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Einstein warned that God does not play dice with the universe. But old Alfred, wild-haired as ever, there in the alley, muttering baby needs a new pair of shoes, and throwing dice with his grad students. Princeton doesn't pay for shit, he said later, stuffing money into his pockets. Washington doesn't either. As the years went by, Einstein lectured less and gambled more. Many said he'd peaked in 1905, Instead of research papers, he produced photos, postcards, and posters. And admission to Princeton became a commodity, even if the kids ended up dealing at his casino nights and serving drinks.
And there you have it. This week's stories on the pick two topics, still officer down, random action, 1, 2, 3, pure and you never know. Yeah, finally I have the page up before I hit record. The next topic is outsider, so you have a while to write the story and send it on in, and the schedule of upcoming topics in case you need to noodle them in the back of your head for a while, let them percolate, go ahead. As for my usual rambling and ranting about random stuff, I had a sample taken from my right arm. It's a little icky patch on my skin that's been there forever. Decided to get all, and I'm like, okay. So got an appointment with dermatologists. They carved up my arm. Of course, I stupidly went to Ollie's and went shopping and had to send a package off through UPS, and they're like, did you know that your arm is bleeding? And I look at the bandage, and it's like, whoa! So yeah, probably should have not exerted myself with lifting things and shelves and all that stuff. But it's under control now, but we'll find out in a few days what that is. It's probably whatever they said that did not have OMA after it. So, hopefully everything's fine, and as for the rest of things, the dentist assistant may have found something in the upper left that nobody's figured out for a year that's been annoying on and off. So, we'll see what happens, and once that's all taken care and settled, and I'm relatively stable and Yeah, I put on a few pounds. I'm feeling better overall, but still little things. But when you get older, tough shit. Anyway, I keep telling myself I'll get back to putting the stories up on schedule, but you know how it is. My mind just isn't quite there, and a little focused on work, where I'm still a little unfocused these days. It just... anyway. I'll get better at it. Thank you all for listening and suffering through this. And, as always, keep it brief.